Attitude Broadcasting presents BSS Carolina with your host, Rocky JPP. Not only are you a giant, but you a dummy giant.
Giant dummy.
You'll be in the same unemployment line as Steve Clifford. New job. Release Roberts. Linsanity's a hornet.
Think all those hockey experts.
Easy.
You know who the next Jordan is?
LeBron.
It's not his fault.
It's just because I like playing devil's advocate.
Never again.
Hall of Famer.
Tannehill.
Game over.
Don't worry, I'll wait.
We've all said it. None of us are hockey experts. I guess we are. We're beating hockey experts.
And Big Shot.
PJ Harrison. Rudy Gobert. JPP. What a ding-a-ling.
Linsanity.
I said better. I didn't say good.
Roy Hibbert.
What a ding-a-ling. If Duncan gets the 7 rings, not his fault. With Jordan.
You got plenty of money. Get you a driver.
Bump that. Side pieces. Side pieces. Ronda Rousey.
You can listen to the show on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, and iHeartRadio. And follow us on Twitter at BSS Carolina. Welcome to BSS Carolinas on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, and iHeartRadio. I am Rocky. Joining me again today is my great host, is BBB, Beautiful Big Shot.
Hey.
What's going on? And, of course, we're on Periscope, our Periscopians wave. Hey, join us on the show today. We do have a guest. The man behind the glass is actually on the other side of the glass this week.
Yeah.
He's usually our intern sometimes.
Now he's super production engineer over here.
He's the engineer at WFAN.
Is that what it is? Is it
610 The Fan or 102.5 FN? The Fan.
I just throw the W fan out because it should be a W fan.
A W fan?
Yeah. So, you know, the ultimate fan.
WFNZ.
Right. And he's
W-F-N-Z.
Also. WFNZ. He's also the. I ain't going to say what you are on the other show, but he
what
is.
What am I on the other show?
It starts with an R. I don't want to say it because I don't want people to tune us out already.
Yeah, we're trying to stay away from that line.
Stay away from it.
But he is a co-host of a show called Wrestling of Attitude on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, which you see me on as well.
And
wait,
all
you're on there?
Yeah.
And all these shows are presented by the Attitude Broadcasting Company.
Where we put attitude in broadcasting.
In broadcasting. Come on, we got to work on that.
I'm fine.
Oh, all together.
Where we put attitude in broadcasting.
There we go.
There you go. Is that
the new ABC.
Yeah, we'll have to work on the slogan. The new ABC might be
the new attitude era, baby.
ABC might be trademarked.
It might be, just maybe.
I'll have to talk to our public.
Hey,
relations
the liquor
department.
Store is called the ABC.
Yeah, how they get away with it?
They're a liquor store. People don't remember what they are.
The spirit right. store.
Anyway, we got a great, great show today. We're going to talk about the rest of the NFL games. We've also got Sunshine Players of the Week. Yasiel Puig will be on there at least once. Then we got college football, thoughts on week two. Talk about some baseball, two words for you, and Bon Voyage. But first and foremost, let's go into who are you sitting at the bar with this week. And I know Steven can't wait because he loves the bar.
Talking to you, drunken on the run. I'm sitting at a bar on the inside, waiting for my ride on the outside.
Who are you sitting at the bar with?
In the trailer park, so I jacked the keys to her father's car and crashed that Chevrolet and then stepped away.
You know, that's my Uncle Fred that did that.
I was about to say.
You know, yeah, he's a little bit country. But thank you, Uncle Fred, for giving me your voice to do that.
Drunken on the run.
I feel like Rehab probably listens to this show just so they can hear the song.
I hope so, because it's a great song. It's a great song. Hey, does anybody play it anymore? I think it's the only person
Not
that plays
really.
This here.
We played.
I'm glad I found a great segment for it. Anyway, who you want me to start?
I'll start. I'm sitting with, unfortunately, Robert Griffin III.
Ooh, RG3 at the bar?
After another...
What kind of bar are you sitting at?
One where he can reach it with his right hand because he broke his shoulder, of course. After another season-ending injury for RG3 and his career lasting just as long as his marriage has lasted. What's next? Mm. Analyst for the Big 12 Network, if there is even going to be a Big 12.
You think he'll be back? That's the question.
No! Would you take RG3? That man does not have the body to play football. NFL football. He could probably play. He can't even play on 2K because he's going to end up like Derrick Rose
Who would you take first, him or Tebow?
Tebow. At least Tebow going to be there. RG3 going to be hurt.
He's got a point.
What's next, RG3? Instagram celebrity, Twitter folk hero. Go find you a third wife in 3 years. What's next, man? Anything but the NFL. And I'm happy to furnish this drink for you, even though you made millions of dollars for being hurt. Anybody else want to
say? Oh, I got one.
You got something?
Oh, I got one. I'm sitting at the bar with the one, the only CM Punk. Sure, he might have lost, but it's okay. You're still a champion.
With his Joseph Randall Dummy of the Week Award with him at the bar.
Yep, he's also there. I'm going to go a different route. I'm going to go with the guy that had the biggest brass balls of the week. It's got to be Jack Del Rio and the Oakland Raiders. Just win, baby. I mean, he goes for a two with less than a minute and a half left or a minute left in the game. And they end up beating the Saints by 1 point because the field goal kicker missed a long field goal, I believe. Yeah. But Jack Del Rio went for a two instead of going for the extra point tying the game and going overtime.
Yeah, that was
a... So let's give him credit for the big win because this is a huge win to open up one.
They don't get that two. He's being ripped to shreds the next day, and he knows it, and he still has the gumption to go for it.
Let's give him the credit for going for it. Just going for it and getting it. He believed in his team.
He should have kicked the one because I could have used some more fantasy points for overtime, but hey, it's all good.
Hey, I got to give him credit, though, for that win. Exactly. Is huge, man.
Exactly.
All right. Actually, let's go into before we go, I got – where's this? Let's go into the next game we got, the Seahawks at the Rams. Man, there's so many things. Usually the Rams play bad against everybody else but the Seahawks.
Exactly. It seems like I think the Rams are going to be fired up because they got embarrassed Monday night. 28-0, they had 10 punts and 10 first downs. That's ridiculous. How you got – as many punts as you have first downs. That's got to be the worst offensive performance in NFL history. It's got to be. It's definitely up there. Zero. Did nothing. They're going to be fired up. Their defense is going to be fired up. They always play big against Russell Wilson. Problem is, their offense stinks. If Gurley goes crazy somehow, if Gurley has 35 carries for 195 yards or something and three TDs, Los Angeles wins.
If the LA Rams punter leads them in passing yardage, they'll win. That's the only way they win.
He's their third quarterback.
No, that's
right
what I'm
now.
Saying. That's the only way they win is by him doing a couple of fake punt passes.
They did it last year?
No, they did it last year. I hate to tell you something. Y'all still ain't scored since 1994. Y'all ain't scoring this week. So it is going to be ugly. I'm going to say 31 to zip.
I mean, I agree with you. There's no
the
chance.
LA Rams, you don't have to start. You don't start Case. I shouldn't be on the field, Keenum.
Undrafted.
Against the Seattle Seahawks. He is going to be ugly. You have no playmakers. By the way, Tavon Austin, I should have gave you a dummy of the week. One catch out of nine targets last week. against the 49ers.
Hey, the 49ers are good, man.
Oh, my gosh. All right, Chip Kelly.
We can win.
So play the Rams. I'm going to the Seahawks, man. We spent too much time on this game. The Bucks at the Cardinals.
I love this matchup.
This
matchup
should be great. The Cardinals not so great against the Patriots last week. The Bucks look great against the Falcons.
I feel like it's going to be a shootout. It's going to be a lot of footballs flying down the field. I think Arizona picks up a win at home this week, though. But Jameis is going to give them what they want. It's going to be 35-31 Arizona.
Listen, we're going to go with Jimmy Garoppolo to beat the Arizona Cardinals.
The breakdowns upset alert.
What, you don't like that one? I'm gonna go with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And only 14% of users are going with the
Bucs. They're a road dog.
I am going to 86% of people going with Arizona. I'm gonna go with the Bucs, though. I'm gonna go with Jameis. I think this is a statement win that he needs to have.
Mr. Crab Legs himself.
Hey, I'm all over the Crab Legs this week. I think he'll do good.
Mr. Publix. Go to Publix. Hey, get your free crab legs.
Hey, he's a great sponsorship. He's a great sponsor of Publix now. He's going to go a long way.
Yeah, sure.
He is. He's sponsoring.
Sure. He's still getting the free crab legs and that free butter, huh?
That's right. Free butter. I think his Florida State team wins this weekend. I think he goes to Arizona and win. Let's go to the Jags at the Chargers.
San Diego so beat up.
They lost Keenan Allen
for
the year.
For the season. Travis Benjamin still hurt. They lost Stevie Johnson preseason for the year. So who is Phillip Rivers throwing the football to?
I will tell you when you get
there. Antonio Gates is 900 years old. Don't tell me Antonio Gates.
I'm not going to tell you Antonio Gates.
Danny Woodhead. Yeah, you can keep throwing to him.
Danny Woodhead. Who are you going with? You going with Chargers?
I'm going with Jacksonville. Jacksonville picks up a win this week. Allen Robinson, Allen Hurns, he might not play. TJM, Blake Broidles in that passing game. Julius Thomas had a nice week last week. They got too many weapons for San Diego's pitiful defense. Pitiful defense.
Bosa is supposed to be playing. So? I'm just saying.
Bosa can't do nothing.
Look, this is my tough game this week, all right? I picked Jacksonville to win the AFC.
So
I picked
them to win this game.
12 games. Or no.
Like 10, 11, 11 games?
I picked them to win 10 games. This isn't one of those games I think they win.
The Super Chargers?
Here's why I think the Chargers win this week, because it will be Phillip Rivers to Travis Benjamin. Watch Travis Benjamin have a good game. So I'm going to go with the Chargers this week. The Falcons at the Raiders. Who you got?
Ooh, this is a tricky one. Matt Ryan has been awful. Let's just put it out there. He's been awful. Oakland at home after a big win.
They're playing in Oakland too, right?
They're in Oakland. Atlanta traveling. Not sold on the second wide receiver spot down there in Atlanta. Definitely not
sold. Snow had a big week. 5 catches, 80 yards.
He had one big catch in the first half. Where was he at in the second half?
He had 5 catches.
Julio came out the game a little gimpy. His left ankle was hurting a little bit. I'm going Oakland at home, though, man. Teams that travel to the West Coast usually lose. I'm going to take Oakland.
I'm not ready to put all my faith behind Oakland yet, even though it was a huge win last week. I'm going to Falcons. Julio, you think Willie Snead had a big game? 8 catches for 150 yards, whatever. Oh, my goodness. Julio Jones should have, 20 for 220.
Well, he going to get the targets.
So, I'm going to go with Julio and the Falcons to win this game.
I expect another shootout, though. Another high,
oh, yeah, it's gonna high, be a high scoring game.
You're going for Julio?
I'm going with Julio.
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 Julio. Who? And then we got the Colts at the Broncos.
Ha-ha. Good game. The late 4 o'clock game, CBS national TV game. Indianapolis, last two times they played Denver, 2 wins, 1 in Mile High, 1 in Indianapolis. Let's make it 3 wins. Andrew Luck goes down there. He handles Denver's defense. The Colts win on the road 24 13.
35-10, Colts win. I think the Broncos will come down after that high, mountain high last week. No offense. I think after that, they will. Sorry, a little bit late there. What?
Boo!
You didn't like the mountain, huh? I'm going to go. I think the Colts come back, and I think they win this week. They lost a close one. Like you said, they've had the Broncos numbers lately.
But I still see CJ Anderson having a huge game. He's probably going to have two touchdowns.
He will.
And that's all their points. They'll miss an extra point for the 13.
Vontae Davis should be back, so that will definitely help the Colts' defense's secondary. The Packers at the Vikings Sunday night football game. Who you got?
Nice. Minnesota opening their new stadium where they are hosting the Super Bowl this year. Is it this year?
Yeah.
Minnesota can't lose their home opener. Not to Green Bay. Not on Sunday night football. I know they're playing Sean Hill. And it's Aaron Rodgers and it's the vaunted Green Bay offense. Minnesota found a way to beat them twice last year. I think the trend continues in a slugfest, though.
No, it's Houston. It's 2017, Houston. Right? This would be 2017 yeah. Super Bowl.
It's Houston. So next year is next 52 year is Minnesota. They christened the new stadium in the right way. They get a win 27-23, Minnesota.
I'm going to go Green Bay. I don't trust. Oh, and by the way, Sam Bradford's starting most likely because they already said Sean Hill's not playing. I think they're having Bradford start this week.
Well, I'm putting Stephon Diggs on Sam Bradford.
I am going to Green Bay Packers because I am not starting Sam Bradford. I am not saying any Sam Bradford team is ever going to win a game again.
AP is going to bounce back from 19 yards last week.
Yeah, I hope so.
He better.
Good. I'm going to go to the Packers because I think Aaron Rodgers is going to have a field day. He usually does against these teams. The Eagles playing the Bears on Monday night. You talking about a less than interested Monday night game. Man, yeah, I'm already
I got Jeremy Langford. I'm interested. I need Jeremy Langford to have a big game. Hopefully, I've
got Ryan Matthews, but I still ain't cheering for the Eagles to win.
I'm just like, give Langford the ball.
Who you got?
Carson Wentz. I like what I see from him. Philadelphia looks like
they got a player. He was playing the Browns.
You got to go out there and play the team you play. He was accurate. Did you not see the throw to Jordan Matthews
in
the corner?
No, I don't watch Eagles games.
Beautiful,
there's a reason.
Beautiful throw. Beautiful throw.
It might be against the Browns.
Hey, it does not matter. They are a professional team.
Can we stop the love with Wentz?
Keep your enemies closer, sir. So you should be watching your Eagles. Listen, how dare you don't
Carson
watch
Carson Wentz. Look, can we stop the bandwagon for
hey,
Carson
they,
Wentz?
Hey, they showed so much love to Dak Prescott in the preseason. We got to show love to everybody.
Who?
We got to show love to Carson Wentz.
As Big E says, who? Because who?
Who shot him?
I'm just saying.
Look, a win is a win, man.
Exactly.
It's the Eagles against
the Browns. I get it's the Browns. It's the Browns. But it doesn't matter.
Guess what?
If your team was doing it, it's still a win. It's still a win.
But
your mic's off.
Wait, but it is.
Right. But no, who you got?
I got Chicago at home.
There you go.
Jay Cutler. Jay Cutler plays good on Monday night. Go back to Jay Cutler's last two Monday night performances. The one against Kansas City a couple years ago where he lit them up, man. He looked unbelievable.
They didn't play that bad against the Texans last week in a loss.
Few drops on them, too.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Chicago. I think I know Mr. Alshon Jeffrey is going to have a huge game. Langford played good last week. I think he plays good again.
More throws.
Carson Wentz is still a rookie. He was playing the Browns, so I can't put too much on him.
On the road, Monday Night Football. They're going to be hyped up to play the number two overall pick. I think he's going to have a tougher week this week.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. All right. Well, there's our picks for week two in the NFL. If I got them all in there. So that's week two. Don't forget, you can go to NFL.com and join our pick 'em groups and see how you do against us.
Somebody needs to make my picks for me because I can't seem to get in there to make picks.
What do you mean you can't get in there?
Can you forward me the email again?
Yes, we'll get you taken care of before you leave. I have to point out right now, Mr. Jeffrey Leggett, the host of Rule of Three, is actually in first, 150 points. I am in fourth. Of course, there's 16.
I would have been in first if I had been able to make my picks because I picked every game right last week.
Oh, all right. No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
You picked the freaking...
I didn't pick the Rams.
You didn't pick the Broncos.
Oh. Yeah, you know, you that game don't count. Game, did you? That game don't count.
Oh, no. In the record book, it counts. I lost, you know, I lost the Rams game, the Patriots, Giants, the Lions. I had the Colts winning, and of course the Browns beating the Eagles, the Raiders, and the Panthers. Of course, I lost. So there's a couple games I lost there. But it should be another week. When NFL was great, I can't wait to see what this week happens. Especially beat the 49ers. Let's go into Sunshine Players of the Week.
You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy.
Are you hating the song?
Yeah, I am hating.
It's Sunshine Players of the Week.
Sunshine. They make the sunshine.
Yeah, they make you shine.
Man. Speaking like of I'm shine, about to go to bed from that song. Like,
might. I've got, speaking of shining this week, Yasiel Puig.
Yasiel Puig, number 66.
Not only did he break somebody's front tooth, but he also homered again this week. He's got two homers already this week. He is on fire since he came back to the Dodgers.
More homers than he's had in 2 years.
Hey.
Lamar Jackson, Louisville quarterback.
Oh, my goodness.
They skunked Syracuse last week. What was it, 58-20? 68-20? Something like that? Big test this weekend in Tallahassee. I want to see that carry over. But I don't know. Florida State's just too talented. I don't think Louisville has the defense. But I think Lamar Jackson can still have a big game. Willie Snead. Willie freaking Snead, 9 catches, like 176 yards, a touchdown. A.J. Green, 180 yards receiving and a touchdown. Drew Brees, Andrew Luck, every quarterback last week, it seemed like, had a very good game, unless you were Kirk Cousins or Case Keenum. So, let's give a Sunshine Award to the NFL, man. No matter what you think about the NFL, they have an outstanding product. And you sit at home Sundays, and you can sit all day on the couch and just watch their product. Way to go, NFL.
Oh, definitely. They had a great week. Did you have any more?
Oh, that's it, man.
I've got Dodgers fans take over section of outfield in Yankee Stadium.
What?
Yes, sir. We took over New York this week as we – 294 fans take over Yankee Stadium for the L.A. flag in the outfield. That's what I'm saying.
Win a pennant.
Oh, we're
win coming. A pennant.
Hey, we're coming. Don't worry. Don't be mad, man. I mean,
take that flag back to L.A. Hey, win a pennant. Well, you take that flag down the road to Brooklyn, where y'all were originated from.
Are you
from.
Just mad? Oh, dude, come on. It's down the street. We should have a flag. Paralympics. Was this week, four athletes ran the 1,500-meter final faster than the Olympic gold medalists without using blades or devices.
What?
Yeah, at the Paralympics.
Nice.
Mickey Gale for beating CM Punk in the first round. Punk made $500,000. Gale made 30.
30 G's.
So excuse me.
And he made another 30 for winning the
please
fight.
Please read those numbers back for me.
500,000.
And how much did Mickey make?
30.
30 for taking the fight and 30 for winning.
Right.
So 60.
So the loser made out a lot more.
Yeah.
That's
he made
messed
out on
up.
His name.
A lot less. Oh, the winner.
Yeah, the loser. Yeah, loser made more in his name. Well, Mickey Gale's an up-and-coming fighter. He's going to be around for a while. He's going to have a chance to make some big purses.
Yeah, he will.
Central Michigan for beating Oklahoma State on a Hail Mary play that shouldn't have counted.
But that shouldn't have counted,
but,
man.
But, hey, a win's a win.
I know, man. But the officiating in sports, period, is atrocious. Let's do something. Can we fix the officiating?
Yes. You know what they should start doing? You start finding these guys.
Start firing these guys.
Find them and lead up to the firing if you have to. But you need to train these. They do it for NFL players. If they do something wrong, they get fined, they get suspended, right? Do the same thing for your coaches, for refs, or anybody else.
But if you're Oklahoma State, you probably weren't going to win the Big 12 anyway. But let's hypothesize that they're 10-1. Should be 11-0. They're 10-1, and they don't make the playoff because of this messed up call.
But that's where the NCAA needs to suspend these guys for bad calls. Guy who put his username on a sign for College Game Day, in his first 40 minutes, he had over 200 people donate money.
Send me some beer money. They sent him plenty of beer money. I guess he was stupid drunk.
Jameis Winston named NFC Player of the Week after throwing four touchdowns against the
in a win.
Yep,
in a win.
Quan Alexander, NFL Defensive Player of the Week, 17 tackles against the Falcons.
Man, the Falcons must have been on the field a lot. Yeah,
they were on the field a lot. Anyway, that's our Sunshine Players of the Week. Let's move into some college football talk for a few minutes. Week two in college football is going to be a lot better than week one. Week three is going to be a lot better than week two. The only loss you had last week, of course, was your the Central Michigan game. This week you got Houston at Cincinnati's your Thursday night game. Then on Saturday, there are some really good games. During the day, you got Florida State at Louisville at noon.
I hate that 12 o'clock kickoff time, man. Everybody's been talking about it, but it sucks.
What, you don't like the kickoff time?
It's a prime time filling game. It should be at 3:30 or it should be at 7:30 or 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be at noon.
The Houston-Cincinnati game, I think it's a game you need to watch out for. Then you got the Florida State and Louisville. Who you got in that game?
I got FSU at home, Tallahassee. Florida State 45, Louisville 31.
I'm going to go with Florida State as well. I don't think Louisville's got the D to stop those great athletes. Miami, number 25, Miami, App State, Saturday afternoon.
This is a pick'em game, man. I think Miami has a little more talent than App State has. Miami wins in a close one, 27-20.
I'm going to go with Miami as well. I think they win this game. This should be a it's going to be a scare, though, playing at App State. Number 22, Oregon at Nebraska.
Can't never sleep on the Cornhuskers, but Oregon's running back, that guy is something special, man. He's going to have a huge day. Watch for Oregon to run up the scoreboard, 49-20.
They should. And these are the afternoon games. Alabama, number one, at Ole Miss. Oregon will win that game. Alabama, Ole Miss.
Ole Miss has lost the last two games against Ole Miss. Chad Kelly seems to have the number, but Alabama hasn't had a quarterback like they have now. Jalen Hurts, that offense, they handle business. Alabama, roll tide.
They've lost the last 2 years to Ole Miss. I don't think this will be the third year. I'm going to go Alabama. Hurts, like you said, is going to have a huge game. East Carolina, who beat NC State last week, plays at South Carolina this Saturday.
Gamecocks have nothing.
I'm going East Carolina.
I'm going East Carolina. They have nothing. They were lucky to beat Vanderbilt.
Wow, that's crazy. And then the night games, some good night games. Number 12, Michigan State at 18, Notre Dame.
Ooh, I like that. I think Deshaun Kizer, though, he's something special, man. Notre Dame runs up the scoreboard.
I'm going to say Notre Dame.
38-27.
Michigan State, the only way you'll win if it's a low-scoring game. And then number 3, Ohio State at 14, Oklahoma.
Now, I don't think either team is going to be able to stop each other, but I think Ohio State has the better athletes. 47-44 Ohio State in overtime. Let's go ahead and say they're just going to go overtime.
All right. I'm going to go I'm going to say Ohio State. I don't trust Oklahoma in any big game anymore.
Bobby Stoops just has not won that big game, man.
And especially playing Urban Meyer team, he usually don't do too well.
At all.
USC at Stanford, number 7 Stanford. USC got clobbered.
Stanford rolls. Christian McCaffrey, 500 all-purpose yards, adding to his Heisman resume.
All right. And I'm going to go to Stanford as well because I think McCaffrey's going to win the Heisman. Let's move to baseball real fast, and then we'll finish up the show. Blue Jays hired Ben Cherington as new VP of baseball operation, was Red Sox GM from 2011-15. They won the World Series in 2013.
The Blue Jays are struggling right now, man. Boston's up one game. The Orioles are hot on their tail.
Blue Jays are 2 games back. They're 3-7 the last 10. Red Sox are leading by one game, like you said, over the O's. The Yankees are right there. They're only 4 games back, 2 games out of the wild card. Tampa's really the only team out of it. In the Central, AL Central, Cleveland leads by 6 games over Detroit. I think they're going to finish up that division.
I think they got that wrapped up. 6 games with 2 weeks left, that's just too many games to make up.
Detroit doesn't have the pitching that Cleveland's got. The Rangers lead by 8.5 over Seattle. Division wrapped. Houston is 3.5 out of the wild card. I don't think any of that changes. The only thing you don't see change maybe is the wild card coming out. And right now it is the O's and the Blue Jays. I think you may see the Yankees.
The Yankees have a chance. They're only 3.5 down in the wild card, so if they can make a run, have some of those teams in front of them lose games, they have a chance.
Watch the M's, the Seattle Mariners, to catch the second wild card. They're a game and a half out. They're 9-1 the last 10 games with that pitching and that offense. The NL, you got the Nationals are up by 10 games over the Mets. I'm sorry, Scott Ealy.
No, you're not.
Hey, it's funny to see Daniel Murphy hitting 25 home runs, driving in 100 RBIs.
But he wasn't worth paying.
But the Nationals are 10 games above the Mets.
We were just a year early on the Nationals last year. Yeah. We got the pick right this year.
Yeah. The Cubs are up by 17 games over St. Louis. They're getting ready to clinch tonight.
Yeah.
Or no, actually, they clinched the wild card.
They clinched the playoff berth. They get to clinch the division. They win tonight.
The Dodgers are 5 games ahead of the Giants.
You love that.
That's not going to change. We got Clayton back the other day. Rich Hill had a no-hitter going. I meant to add Dave Roberts to the dummies of the week. He's taking out Rich Hill.
He's protecting Rich Hill right now.
I get it, but it's a no-hitter going. It's hard to take somebody out when you got a no-hitter going.
What's more important, the World Series?
No, I want World Series, but still. I get you, though. The Giants are 5 games out. In the NL, the wild card is St. Louis.
San Francisco and the Mets and St. Louis. St. Louis is
pretty
much a virtual tie with New York for that second spot, at least in the loss column. They're 1 game back in the win column.
I see the Mets and St. Louis winning.
I'm scared that the Mets don't have enough hitting, man. I see St. Louis getting one of those spots. But the Giants and the Mets, I don't know. Giants are free-falling. They have no hitting either.
No. I think the Giants fall out. Be honest with you.
The way they're playing, they don't deserve to be in
the second half. That's the way I'm going to go with the Mets and
the Redbirds.
Yeah. Because I trust the Redbirds to be there. Hopefully, the Redbirds go to the other side of the bracket.
And they get knocked out because they are the Dodgers' kryptonite.
Yeah. Let's go into 2 words.
And if you're not down with that, we got 2 words for you.
And that's not my 2 words.
Couldn't find anyone else that says 2 words.
No, that's the most famous 2 words
exactly.
ever.
Exactly.
Come on. NBA 2K17 is out this weekend. Tip-off weekend.
Crippled Rose. If you wasn't listening earlier, you know that they put a virtual simulation out of the New York Knicks. And Derrick Rose is just running down the court, and he collapsed and grabbed his ACL right next to Carmelo Anthony's ashy knees on the bench. So, crippled Rose.
Warriors every day. I think if you don't play for a team on the game, just don't give it up.
Pick the Warriors. Pick the Nuggets.
By the way, if I play you on NBA 2K or anybody on NBA 2K, if you pick the Warriors, I'm quitting. I'm not playing that game.
Shoot, you pick the Warriors, I'm picking LeBron James. Nah, let's go.
I'm not doing it. Orlando to favorite, the favorite to host the ACC football title game.
Sick, so sickening. The city of Orlando has no ACC teams in it.
So my question is why? All right, because why can't you move it to
Atlanta?
Atlanta.
But no, they got a home game that weekend.
Well, Atlanta is not only that, but you also have the SEC football championships in Atlanta.
That's right, it is in
Atlanta.
So
you can't have it in Atlanta.
Have it there.
But go to South Carolina.
What pro stadium they got in South Carolina?
No, go to South Carolina Stadium. Go to Gamecock Stadium.
No, you don't want no college. Because it doesn't have the amenities that they're trying to sell for these college bowl games.
Go to Washington.
The RFK Stadium?
Yeah. Have it there. Have it, you know, I mean, it's ACC.
Go to Tennessee, go to where the Titans play.
Or, I got a better choice. Where did they just have a game this past weekend in Tennessee?
Hell yeah, Bristol.
At Bristol. Have the ACC championship game in Bristol.
I was thinking about if you wanted to go to South Carolina, do it at Darlington and change that track into
it. But have it, I mean, have it somewhere. Have it in, well, you know, I'm not crazy
It needs
about,
to be in Charlotte. I agree. This is the best spot for the ACC championship game.
I agree. Have it in, you know, the only other place I can think is Virginia. Have it D.C. Have it Redskin, you know.
RFK Stadium.
RFK Stadium. Mm. Have it there.
But they want the weather, and they want to give the fans and the alumni a reason to spend money. Because, you know, it's hard to justify spending money, especially if you're a fan of the Coastal Division team. Spending money, flight, room, tickets to the game to see your team get destroyed by Clemson or Florida State. And then you trying to spend money on the bowl game as well.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that's the only dilemma. Like, Charlotte is like the perfect spot, man.
I agree. It should be here, but you know. Victor Cruz scores his first touchdown in first game back in 2 years.
Silky Salsa. Welcome back, Victor Cruz. Can you play 16 games this year?
Not against Cowboys. I mean, look, it was a Cowboys-Giants game, and I messaged it. I said on Facebook, it was nice to see Victor Cruz back.
And when he scored you heard the fans going, Cruz, yeah. And he getting into his little salsa, man.
Dancing with the Stars. There you go. Multiple teams acquiring about Ray Rice. He'll be back this season.
About time. The man has served his debt to
second
society.
Chance.
Everyone deserves a second chance.
The L.A. Rams moved from 28th to 6th in the most valuable franchises. $2.9 billion.
Moving on up. I know that's three words.
Okay.
To the east side.
You're making all that money, and the best coach you can get is Jeff Fisher.
Because him and the owner are like this.
Okay, well, you'll keep $2.9 billion.
That's
ain't going to be there forever.
They don't mind finishing 6-10, right. 7-9.
Ain't going to be there forever. NFL to launch $100 million concussion initiatives to improve player safety.
More needed. Like, they need more. You can't keep throwing money at it. We need to get more head doctors in here, more NFL players. I think you just need to bring all the current players through it and look at their brains now, and all the former players from like the past 30 years, if you can find them. I would bring Lawrence Phillips in. I think Lawrence Phillips has CTE.
He died.
Is he dead?
Yeah,
you can go dig him up.
Murdered,
that's right. He killed himself in the jail cell. You can go dig him up and cut his brain out.
Go get Lawrence Phillips.
Let's go dig up Lawrence Phillips.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. I see when you say that so I can put down your next sweeper. Dig up
Lawrence Phillips. You can go grab up Lawrence Taylor. You know, Lawrence Taylor just got arrested for drugs again. He's got CTE as well.
That might be the funniest thing you ever said.
I forgot Lawrence Phillips.
Go dig up Lawrence Phillips.
I forgot he killed himself, man. My bad, Lawrence Phillips. Rest in peace, man. Idiot. He is an idiot, though. You know he's an idiot.
You can't just say that.
He can say anything he wants. It's a free country, as I was told today. I'm going to say blind talk because I think it's just more smoke for the NFL. The players, if you worry about the players' safety, take care of the players during the games.
They need to outfit the helmets like NASCAR has their drivers outfitted in the car to where if it wrecks, nothing happens to them, you know.
They need to teach technique tackling, not the Sports Center hit of the week. They need tackling. You need to tackle the way Mike Singletary tackled.
Oh, okay. And,
Mike Singletary wrapped you up and laid you on the ground.
The best tacklers wrap you up, put their arms around you. But you were right. The Rams ain't going to stay at $2.9 billion. They about to go to about $4 billion when they open that new stadium.
And then it's going to go downhill after that because they keep losing. Penn State to honor former coach Joe Paterno on Saturday.
Joe Pa, not a fan of the cover-up. Don't know exactly how much he did or did not know about the Sandusky situation. I do know, though, hell of a football coach, hell of a mentor to a lot of kids. Absolutely. Out there.
Don't make it short. Don't overdo
don't
it.
Don't over, yeah.
Yeah. Let's go, Bon Voyage. Don't worry, that's the Love Boat.
It's the Love Boat.
Because, you know, we're sailing away on a
Bon Voyage. Oh, is that what that means?
Another run.
That's what the Bon Voyage is. You know how hard it is to get somebody to say Bon Voyage? No, it's pretty hard.
It's very hard.
Before we do Bon Voyage, can I go back to Sunshine? I know I'm
go ahead.
Skipping players. But I forgot to mention Gennady Golovkin, Triple G, knockout victory over the weekend in London to defend his middleweight crown, his 17th straight defense of the middleweight – well, his 17th straight knockout in title matches, 23rd straight knockout in his career. I mean, this guy is unbelievable. His hands got to be made of dynamite or something. Anyway, let's go Bon Voyage to this episode of BSS Carolinas. You can catch us every week, Thursday afternoon, 3 p.m. You can find us on iHeartRadio, iTunes, Spreaker, Stitcher, our Facebook page, our website. You can call me if you want to. I'll gab in your ear all day long.
He will.
Yeah. I'm going to say a couple of – Carlos Frias added to a 60-day deal to make room for Clayton, who came back up. Dodgers set a single-season record for most players on DL, 28.
Woo.
This year. And we're still in first place by 5 games.
If they can find a way to win the World Series somehow after all this, I think that might be one of the best seasons in Dodger history, man.
Absolutely, I agree. And I got to say goodbye to RG3, probably going for the
side
year.
Piece.
And Keenan Allen.
Side piece.
And also Padres GM A.J. Peller suspended 30 days for withholding medical info on a trade with Red Sox for Drew Pomeranz.
Wow. That's crap. How are you withholding info if you know this man is hurt?
Yep.
What's wrong with you?
Giants fullback Nikita Whitlock suspended 10 games for violating PED policy. Will serve ban now despite being on IR.
I wonder – I'm going to do some Google searches and see if I can pull up the banned substance list for the NFL, because I want to know what these players are taking, man. I mean, you can't do Adderall. You can't – is it straight steroids? I mean, is it something in, like, whey protein in the isolates that you can't take?
What's you can't do Adderall?
No. Yeah,
you can't do even, like, regular prescripted drugs?
Not supposed to.
Wow.
There's a bunch.
So I'm going to look that up. I'll have the info for y'all guys.
Next week?
Yeah.
All right, y'all got anything else? I mean, you got a lot to say, Steven. You got anything to add?
No, I'm good, man. All right, I'm good.
Thank always, you for being here, as always. Sports is life.
And, of course, you can catch us everywhere. See you next week.
Side piece.